That's good. Thank you for the opportunity to address you. I want to point out at the outset, just so there's no confusion, I don't believe I'm either ignorant or subversive, and I believe that no one in this room is, those on this side or the other side. I think we just respectfully disagree and occasionally get a bit emotional about it. And it's your job to extract that emotion and throw it away and focus on the facts. I'm also not going to tell you a lot about the technical details of the arguments because I suspect you have engineers and scientists that far exceed my knowledge and abilities. I will point out that you've listened on occasion to a false contrast about whether or not this particular technology does or doesn't improve CO2 or what have you. Is it wind turbine or a solar panel a better deal or a worse deal? I don't think that's the subject of the application. The application is reviewable according to the regulations that you have before you. And so why am I here wearing blaze orange? I'm here because I think there's an important element of the review process that isn't spelled out explicitly. I was told, and I think it is correct based on my own prior experience, that your obligation is to review the application to assure that it's complete. I submit there's a previous statement or a previous principle involved there, and that is that you have to be persuaded that the applicant is trustworthy, because if the applicant is trustworthy, the words on the paper are valid, and if the applicant is not trustworthy, the words aren't worth the trees it took to make the paper. In this particular case, the applicant has been disingenuous. They have been misleading at best, and others have used more harsh words. They have been dismissive and arrogant in dealing with the concerns of the state that they wish to go through. Perhaps we're wrong. Tell if we're wrong in a respectful way. Don't ignore us, blow us off, market us with, what's a good word for baloney, and try to convince our politicians without ever addressing us particularly. Propose a new plan that has substance in it, defend that substance, don't pander us with a trivial change to the original place. My point is very simple. It's been made by CEOs, it was made by my father. Don't work with anyone you don't trust. Trust is not limited to one issue. If a person or a corporation is untrustworthy, they are fundamentally untrustworthy, and anything you do with them is very bad business. Thank you.